This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Assam landslides, death toll reaches 22. Jitia festival being celebrated today. President Bhandari and Prime Minister Deoba extend best wishes. And world leaders gather in London for the funeral of British Queen Elizabeth II. Now the news in detail. The death toll in Assam landslides has reached 22. According to district police office, 22 dead bodies were recovered from the landslides that occurred at Kamal Bazar municipality and Turmakhad and Dhakari rural municipality. 11 persons were injured in the landslides. Among them, 3 have been airlifted to Surkhet Provincial Hospital for treatment. Jitia Festival, a great festival celebrated by women from the Tharu and Maithili communities, is celebrated today with great fanfare. The fast is observed primarily on Ashtami Tithi of Aswin Krishna Paksha for the longevity of children and family. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Nepalese on the occasion of Jitia Festival today. Extending messages of best wishes, President Bhandari wished peace, prosperity and happiness. President Bhandari added that the festival like Jitia fosters mutual respect, harmony and tolerance in the Nepali society, rich in diversity in terms of geography, caste, religion and culture. It helps to contribute to national unity. Similarly, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has wished for good health and long life to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Jitia Festival. In a message today on the occasion of Jitia Festival, Prime Minister Deoba has said that the Jitia Festival has also incorporated the unique identities of our culture and traditions, adding that the festival has contributed to the promotion of unity amid diversity and social goodwill. The Prime Minister has said that this festival will inspire to deepen the affection, love and dedication between the mother and children. The election process for the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly scheduled for November 20th has begun today. According to Election Commission, political parties will submit a closed list of candidates under the proportional representation election system. The 275-member House of Representatives will have 165 directly elected lawmakers and 110 from the proportional representation category. Nepal Bar Association has organized a sit-in protest at the main gate of Supreme Court to stop the suspended Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Jangabahadur Rana from entering the Supreme Court. At the emergency meeting of Nepal Bar held this morning decided to block Rana from entering the Supreme Court. President of Nepal Bar Association Gopal Krishna Ghimire informed that they had to protest at the gate of the Supreme Court because the suspended Chief Justice Rana was coming to the court. However, Supreme Court spokesperson Bimal Paudil said that he had no official information about the suspended Chief Justice Rana coming to the Supreme Court. Following the recent high-level visit of the Chinese officials to Nepal, the shipments from China began entering Nepal via the Rasuagadi border point. China had earlier closed the border point, reasoning spread of coronavirus infection in the Kerum region. According to border security, in the 3 days, 56 Chinese containers entered Nepal from Rasuagadi. Chief District Officer Navaraj Jaisi said all containers have been sent to Kathmandu via Shafru, Mailung as Pasang Lamu Highway was obstructed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. World leaders have begun gathering in London for the funeral of British Queen Elizabeth II. Police are mounting Britain's biggest ever security operation for Monday's funeral as hundreds of dignitaries are set to join in. The ceremony at Westminster Abbey, expected to be watched by millions around the globe, will see 142 sailors pulling the gun carriage bearing a lead-lined coffin. The state funeral, the first in Britain since the death of Winston Churchill in 1965, will take place at Westminster Abbey in London at 11 a.m. local time. It will be attended by more than 2,000 guests, but leaders from countries at loggerheads with UK such as Russia, Belarus and Afghanistan have not been invited. More than 2,000 officers have been drafted from across the country to help the Scotland Yard. At the funeral, the Queen's coffin will be transferred by royal hearse to Windsor Castle, west of London, for committal services. The United Nations nuclear watchdog, International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, says Ukraine's huge Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has begun receiving power from the national grid once again. Shelling in the area damaged power lines connected to the plant. All six of its reactors are in a state of cold shutdown, but the plant needs external power to cool its reactors and defend against the risk of a meltdown. The IAEA says the situation of the plant, which is held by Russian forces, has improved but remains precarious. A team of nuclear experts from IAEA traveled to Zaporizhzhia, Europe's largest nuclear plant, at the beginning of the month. Russia and Ukraine both blamed each other for the shelling of the facility in the southeast Ukraine. Nearly 2 million people have been urged to evacuate their homes in Japan amid warnings of unprecedented risk from an approaching storm. Japan's meteorological agency said typhoon would bring torrential rain, storm surges along the coast, and winds so powerful there was a risk that homes could collapse. Winds could reach 250 kilometers an hour, and some areas could experience 500 millimeters of rainfall in just 24 hours. Already, thousands of people have left their houses for temporary shelters. Extensive flooding and landslides are predicted, with bullet train services, ferries, and hundreds of flights have been cancelled. The typhoon is expected to sweep up through the rest of Japan in the coming days. Japan's meteorological agency also warned that some houses, particularly in the southern part, would be at risk of collapse and urged residents to seek refuge in sturdy buildings. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in the hilly regions and at a few places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Province No. 1, Bagmati and Lumbini Province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province No. 1, Bagmati, Lumbini and Sudar Paschim Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country tonight. As for the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 25.4 degrees Celsius with 4.8 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Assam landslides death toll reaches 22. Jitia festival being celebrated today, President Bhandari and Prime Minister Deoba extend best wishes. And world leader gather in London for the funeral of British Queen Elizabeth II. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.